Hello and welcome to the Business Today News podcast this Monday morning. Here are the top stories. An observational study conducted by Delhi's Indraprastha Apollo Hospital has found that over 97% of fully vaccinated people were protected from COVID-19 infection and the chances of hospitalization after vaccination were only 0.06%. The objective of the study was to evaluate the frequency of breakthrough infections. While the study indicates that COVID-19 vaccination does not provide 100% immunity, it protects against serious manifestations. Bharat Biotech on Sunday said its COVID-19 vaccine Covaxin is effective against all new emerging variants of coronavirus, including those first found in India and UK. The study was conducted in collaboration with the National Institute of Virology and Indian Council of Medical Research. Budget carrier GoAir has filed draft red herring prospectus with SEBI ahead of its IPO. GoAir plans to raise ₹3,600 crore via fresh issue of shares. ICICI Securities, Citigroup and Morgan Stanley will manage the share sale. The Wadia Group-backed airline is planning an initial public offering to raise funds for its expansion. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal yesterday extended the lockdown by one more week to curb the COVID-19 rise in the national capital. The restrictions will be in place till May 24th. Delhi registered 6,430 coronavirus cases with 11% positivity rate on Saturday. The recovery in the national capital stood at 11,591. However, the daily death count was still very high at 337. Westlife Development, which operates McDonald's restaurants in the southern and western region in India, plans to invest ₹100 crore to open up to 30 outlets of the quick service restaurant brand in the current financial year. The company, which now witnesses more than half of its sales from convenience channels such as delivery, takeaways and drive-through, is bullish about growth in FY22, leaving out the next 2 to 3 months. 8 of India's top 10 most valued companies saw a combined erosion of ₹1,13,074 crore in market valuation last week. HDFC Bank, Infosys and Tata Consultancy Services emerged as the worst hit, while Reliance Industries and State Bank of India were the lone gainers on a weekly basis. The first batch of Defence Research and Development Organisation's anti-COVID drug 2DG is being released today by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. The 2DG, an anti-COVID-19 therapeutic application of the drug, has been developed by the Institute of Nuclear Medicine and Allied Sciences, a lab of DRDO, in collaboration with Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, Hyderabad. The 2DG drug helps in faster recovery of the hospitalized COVID-19 patients and also lessens oxygen dependence. And on that note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye.